This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Here are seven of the stories and stats that we're following this morning. First, the two-year treasury yield rose to 0.86. That's its highest level in 2 years. We'll talk first about treasuries because they drive so many other things that will drive the discussion today. The 10-year treasury yield rose to 1.7. Its 52-week high is 1.76. Now, I know this discussion of treasuries is not so interesting to everybody else, but what happens with treasuries drives so much of the stock market, which we'll talk about in a moment. As people start to see opportunities in treasuries for savings and to make money in savings, there is a certain amount on a macro level of money that moves away from the stock markets, from the equities. And that has a big, big impact on the equities. So we'll talk more about this in a second. Inflation generally is bad news for all, but higher rates are good news for risk-averse savers and often for people on fixed incomes who need the money and don't want to risk it in equity markets. This all happens in the context of the Fed's minutes being released. An article on this says, hawkish Fed signals it may have to raise rates sooner to fight inflation. Just to give people context, so the Fed's going to raise rates. That's what's happening. The two-year yield went up significantly. It's its highest level in almost 2 years. The 10-year yield is close to its highest level in about 52 weeks. The second story following today is the NASDAQ fell 3.3% yesterday. It gets hurt the most by increases in yields and treasury rates. The S&P fell 1.92%, so also a significant fall. And the Dow fell 1.1%. The Dow includes more of the cyclicals and less representative of the entire economy. It's only 30 stocks versus 500. The Dow and S&P futures are generally flat today. The NASDAQ futures point down again. Stocks fell yesterday, as we discussed in point one, and released a Fed meeting minutes where the Fed indicated they may raise rates, impair their inflated balance sheet more quickly than expected. The Fed took on a huge amount, bought a huge amount of its own assets for all practical purposes over the last couple of years. Its balance sheet's in the $8 trillion range, which is crazy. It's going to start to peer that, start to raise rates, stop buying treasuries. It was buying them at a rate of 120 a month, 120 billion a month. That number is now going down significantly. The third story following today is a COVID story. COVID hospitalizations jumped again to up to 103,000. This is a significant number. Typically with COVID hospitalizations, about a quarter of those are in ICUs. Right now with Omicron being a little bit less lethal, it's about 20% are in ICUs, but that still is a very, very big number. Deaths were 2,100 yesterday. We expect those to grow significantly over the next few weeks, and then hopefully the surge to sort of taper back down. Fourth, a number of stocks took it on the chin yesterday. Some of these are sort of interesting to watch. Salesforce dropped 8.3%. I think there's plenty of people, just the level of ego that Mark Benioff has that probably enjoy Salesforce moving in the wrong direction. I wouldn't cheer in that direction, but you could see where people probably sort of like to see Salesforce take it on the chin a little bit, even though he's done an incredible job building the company. Bed Bath fell 11%. Again, traditionally one of my favorite stores, a little bit less exciting today. NVIDIA, the chip maker, fell 5.8%. Google, Alphabet dropped 4.6%. Wayfair, which has become a lot of people's one of their go-to furniture places, dropped 8.6%, 52-week low. One of the analysts said Wayfair stock sinks after Wedbush note calls its 2021 results underwhelming. The fifth story we'll talk about quickly this morning is what I'll title, you know, what I'd say is watching my Bitcoin investment is like watching a train wreck or a car crash in slow motion. My Bitcoin investment, I invested in the BITO ETF a little bit ago. It's down 37.07% since I put money in it. The lesson I get from this is stick to one's own investment theory. It should be the real lesson. Don't chase FOMO or cool experiences in investing. Although I found this very interesting, investing in this Bitcoin, I'm not enjoying it economically. There's a Reuters article, Bitcoin Ether multi-month lows following hawkish Fed minutes, basically viewing this as a higher risk asset. And as rates go up, people move away from higher risk assets. I joke that I make decisions on riskier assets like Matt Nagy makes play calls. Anybody that gets that reference, I will give $100 to an Amazon gift card up to five people, no more than that. But if anybody gets that references, text or emails me, sbecker@beckerstrategygroup.com. I got to get your email, or 773-766-5322. If you get that reference, I will text you a $100 Amazon gift card. Obviously, staff, employees, et cetera, of Becker Strategy, Becker Healthcare, Jeremy, et cetera, can't take me up on that 100 hours. I remember a close friend and hedge fund president recently saying to me, it's early innings in the crypto game, don't worry. I kind of hope he's correct. And again, on the Matt Nagy reference, you can't Google that. You have to get that implicitly, and I'll trust that you do. In any event, a couple of things I'll note this morning. 6 points. Had just a wonderful day talking to healthcare leadership in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. The Becker's Healthcare Podcast is now almost close to 5 million downloads. We're at 4.6 million, 4.7 million or so. The great guest yesterday, I got a chance to talk to Kristen Morris, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs at Atrium Health. What a pleasure, as well as the CFO of Bellin Health. I've known the Bellin Health system forever, Jim Deechy. It's just fascinating to hear what they've done over the years. And finally, the CEO of Nicklaus Children's Health System, Matthew Love. Matthew is a magnificent leader and a pleasure to visit with, and the Chief Experience Officer of Bellin Health, Tom Toll. And he talked about this gap between what patients' expectations are and what systems can sometimes deliver now in the face of being just overwhelmed. And finally, talked to our incredible Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Healthcare, Ayla Allison. And on a similar note, I had a chance to visit at the end of December with two amazing founders of a healthcare company, a healthcare AI receivables company, revenue cycle management company. And this was Malenko Walwende and Benjamin Beto Ribby. And they've built this AI and revenue cycle management company that is just magnificent. So thank you for getting a chance to visit with them. And I'll also thank Jay Pendleton, who had me on his own Sultans of Sales podcast. He's got a podcast that's on YouTube, and just a pleasure to visit with him. Again, a special thanks to Jeremy Corn, Grace Lynn Keller, tremendous help. And finally, we're always seeking great guests for the Becker Private Equity Podcast, and always love to hear from people. Thank you very much for listening.